And I was like, whoa, three dudes in one cup. And he was like, what?
Three dudes, one dreidel.
Welcome to this very special episode of Getting Steamy
with John Panini.
I, of course, am your host, John Panini, along with my good friends,
the Canadian Hot Dog,
and
Ruben Sandwich.
So we are now here with our holiday episode, or special holiday episode, entitled Three Guys, One Dreidel. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. That's all we know of the song, so we are off like a bullet and a fake disability scam. So now we are going. And as you know, if you listened to our last episode and weren't a freeloader and subscribed on iTunes and left us a 5-star text review on iTunes and Stitcher, you know that we are in legal trouble with Guy Fieri, who, again, not Fieri, but Fieri, whose legal team sent us a cease and desist to stop using the name Flavortown and all sorts of bullshit like that. So, Canadian Hot Dog, you recently, you're our legal counsel as well as a good old AC. So, what's been going on with that?
Oh, you know, not too much, John.
What's going on with that?
to be honest, wow! I contacted Arnie Arbacore. He got back to me finally.
He did?
Amazing.
Right. And that is dead.
We were pretty sure he was dead.
A few episodes ago. Was it him or was it somebody who sounded like him?
If you're an active listener, then you would realize that Arnie Arbacore might be dead.
It's for the old school fans.
He is back.
Was it him or somebody who sounded like him?
No, it's him.
Oh.
And he's helping
back
us
back!
With our
the Gothic now?
Well, he's helping me lead a defamation and a character
lawsuit, yeah.
And a copyright infringement.
That's the type of copy that you don't want to do, yeah.
On him right now against his legal team. So, nothing to really report yet. Everything's kind of going into the mix, but what he said about me on Urban Dictionary has really, really cut me deep. I gotta be honest.
It is.
Take it away, John.
And I will thank you, Ruben. But what I am disappointed about is I am a little confused and a little concerned about Arnie Arbacore's legal training. Now, I saw his bar exam certificate as well as his legal school diploma. And it was from it wasn't from Harvard. It wasn't from Cornell.
Well, no, you're completely wrong. To be honest with you, Arnie Arbacore, he's our financial guy.
Right.
As everyone knows.
Uh-huh.
He actually he referred me to John Salmon, who is actually he has a PhD of law from Harvard, and well, of course, this is what Arnie's telling me.
Uh-huh.
And he is leading up the lawsuit.
Because
John Salmon, I just
did a little bit of research, and John Salmon, I like him, sounds like a strong guy. But I recently looked at the diploma, and Arnie Arbacore, unfortunately, graduated from the Starkist Tuna Legal Academy, which I don't think is really accredited. So I'm a bit concerned.
He is high in omega-3s.
He's very high in omega-3s. But sorry, Charlie, the FDA just more than Starkist is fucked. Not just from a legal perspective. So I am a bit concerned about that. Starkist Legal does not cut it. But, you know, frankly, it's good enough for us because we are in dire straits. Money for nothing.
Chicks
lawsuits
for
lawsuits for and legal care for free.
And lawsuits for free.
So, I don't
know about lawsuits, but chicks.
So we are there. And I also am a bit concerned because, as you know, in our last episode, we discussed the modeling you guys did and my body grooming feedback and suggestions for Midwest Supplies. So thank you for grabbing that cover. Now, again, we got another legal memo saying that the one on the left looked a little bit too creepy and a little bit too, and I quote, rapey, unquote.
You know, Ruben did not look like that.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I thought Ruben looked very respectable.
The best picture.
Except he did have his hand in his pants, and he was pulling out his penis.
You guys told me to tug on it.
We did. But apparently the law disagrees. And Canadian Hot Doggy did not wear glasses in real life. I'm confused as to why you wore them there.
I did not wear them, John. They were actually put in post pictures.
They were post.
As well as all my facial hair, because as you know, I do not have facial hair.
Clean shaven. And man, this Ruben just it seemed better days, that's for goddamn sure.
They extended the bags under Ruben's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
And the bag beneath his belt line, too.
Like they might have photoshopped my face onto a less fit person's body.
A kind of obese mannequin, because if you will.
That's true. That is not an Indian leg wrestling champion's body.
Yeah, if you've
body.
Seen me at the Indian leg wrestling, you'd be like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering why you don't have the belt on. I specifically asked the photographer to put the belt on.
I think they photoshopped it because... I don't look like that in real life.
No, you don't.
I got a 10-pack going on. We've got the pecs bulging.
Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I've talked to Arnie and John Salmon about this, and they are looking into a possible legal battle.
Another defamation
with
lawsuit.
Midwest Supplies based on false advertisement.
You know what? To be honest,
fuck Midwest Supplies. I'll say it.
No, they've been very good to us.
Not after this.
They've given me all my bootlegging equipment I've ever bought in the past 20 years.
Did they give you the Rum Runner?
I'll be honest. You guys, I think they did this because they want us to look like the average consumer of their products.
Rather than the most amazing people we are.
Yeah, they don't want us to look like prodigies like we are. They want us to look like the average Joe.
Prodigies in their mid-50s. We're gonna make it one of these days, guys. God. We're gonna make it.
We're gonna get back to where we were.
Back to where we once belonged. Back in black.
We're gonna sing Back on the Saddle.
And folks, we truly are back in the saddle again, given our unique blend of advice. So now what we're going to do is Ruben is going to introduce our new segment.
Hey, have you ever found yourself wishing that there was someone there whispering words of wisdom into your ear?
Let it be.
To help you through life's tough situations?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, hey, for a lucky few, there's about to be, that's going to happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple individuals will be getting a phone call from John himself.
Mm-hmm.
To shed some wisdom, some sweat, and some love upon a lucky few. In our next segment, the Panini Griddler. Wow! It's getting hot in there.
It's getting hot in here. I'm going to need some advice.
I am getting so hot, I'm going to need some Panini advice. And that is our brand new theme song for this new advice segment. And like Ruben was just saying, this is a unique advice segment. So unlike other shows and podcasts where they wait for callers to fail at life and then call for help, we call random people and fans and help them before they screw up and find themselves trying to dig out of a heap of shit. So what we're going to do is be making our first fan phone call right now, and we'll be back. Here we go. Hello, this is John Panini calling.
The John Panini?
The John Panini from Getting Steamy with John Panini. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. I'm just having a casserole.
What kind of casserole are you making?
Tuna casserole.
I hope it's a green bean.
Are there any green beans in that casserole?
Oh my God, is that Ruben?
It is. Ruben is here indeed, in the flesh.
Wow!
The Canadian Hot Dog there?
Canadian Hot Dog's getting a beer right now. He's in the bathroom.
Wow, that guy.
We have in the studio, we have a fridge in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Classic America's Funny Food.
Always at it. So what are you up to tonight? You're making a casserole? Now, we are starting a new segment in which we give life advice to people before they need it. So,
am I on the podcast?
You are. Do you mind if we record this?
I really wouldn't want this recorded.
We promise not to do it. Just don't listen to the next episode.
I guess it's okay.
So, all right. So, what's been going on in your life? What do you do for work, sir?
I'm actually the lead chef at a very successful Panda Express.
Oh, okay. Which Panda Express is it? Based in the Los Angeles area?
Yes, it is in the San Leandro area. And I am well known for my broccoli beef.
San Leandro or San Fernando?
San Leandro Fernando's.
That's a pretty big area.
That's not really that important, John. I don't know why you're getting caught off on that topic.
Well, we're sticklers for perfectionism here, as you know, if you listen to the show.
Yeah, I love the broccoli beef.
Yeah, so...
I thank you for that.
What can you tell us about the broccoli beef?
Well, it has been rated the best broccoli beef in the South San Fernando Valley.
Uh-huh.
As I say San Fernando, I'm in San Leandro Valley for the last 3 years. And
wow.
I've been very proud of it.
You're getting me starving right now. So is there a heavy workload?
It's not so much the workload, it's just the pressure.
So what is the pressure getting to you? Sounds like it's getting to you quite a bit.
It does. Every day, I mean, they're expecting this amazing broccoli beef, but they're giving me these shoddy ingredients. You would make yourself sick.
What are some of the ingredients?
Well, you know, there's beef.
What kind of beef is that? Anything with the beef?
It's actual beef. It's from a cow. And there's beef.
Cow beef, okay. Any side to that? Anything with the broccoli?
Beef? I'm sorry, John. I'm really starstruck right now. Can you say something cool from America's Funny Foods?
But that's my life. And Ruben, go ahead and give him a...
Take out!
Whoa,
oh
whoa!
I can't believe this.
Stay
this
warm and steamy.
My life.
I know this isn't our first rodeo, maybe our first segment like this, but we do interact with the fans quite a bit. We usually fuck them.
I'm just really interested. What made you reach out to me tonight?
Well, we saw your Craigslist ad.
Oh no, not that one.
Yeah.
Said something about men seeking men.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we were, Ruben and I were simply seeking broccoli beef.
Well, you know what? I mean,
or is that your porn star name?
One way, but I'm going to be completely honest with you. I actually took down that ad because I was just trying to make some friends, and I think I just came off in the wrong way.
Well, we came on to the ad, if you know what I mean. And we were hoping to come on to some broccoli beef, but is there anything we could help you with tonight?
Classic funny foods.
So is there anything we can help you out tonight? So it sounds like the stress is getting to you. Now, what I would suggest is next
the
time you're cooking some broccoli beef.
Bad. Yes.
Before you sear the beef or immerse it in some emulsifying liquid, what I would do is I would look at it and say, food, you are funny. Shake a left leg 3 times, say a little prayer, and I say you call it good.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, sir. What was your name again?
My name is Dean.
Dean, Dynamite Dean.
No, I said Dean, not Dina.
Oh, Bean.
Dean Bean, okay.
Dean Bean.
Dean Bean, the killing machine. Well, thank you for being on, sir, and we'll check in with you soon, okay?
Okay, well, thank you. So when am I going to be on the next show?
Stay warm and steamy. This has been John Panini and Reuben Sandwich.
Classic.
Take it out! Wow, what a good first segment for that. I had a good time.
That was really good.
Yeah. I thought so. So now it's time for a sports talk with a Canadian hot dog. Go.
Thanks, John.
I'm actually only reporting on one sport right now. It's the Dreidel Cup. It's going on Main Street, New York City. There's 10,000 Jewish contestants at Rosenstein with the title this year, and there's zero foreskins. Back to you, John.
Thank you. All right, so now to end the show, we're doing a segment we haven't done in quite some time. We're off to a new segment of Ruben's Heroes. So let's take a look. We're cutting it right now to our good friend Ruben Sandwich.
Thanks, guys. So back in about 63, maybe 73.
Mm-hmm.
And the Queen of Meatloaf was giving me life lessons on meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
And she's going through it, and I'm loving the recipe. But we get to this point where I'm stuck, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't have breadcrumbs. And she's like, hey, use fucking Cheetos.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like love.
That does sound like love. How was it?
It led to the St. Valentine's Massacre.
The Meatloaf Massacre?
The St. Meatloaf's Massacre of 93.
Well, it lasted about 10 years. There's a long interim there.
Yeah.
So what did she, did people die from food poisoning or just bad breath or what happened?
Outrage from the shitty meatloaf.
So, you know what? All those survivors, to me, sound like they truly deserve to be Ruben's hero. Thank you for listening, folks. Make sure to like the show on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, and leave a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher with text. Signing off, I, of course, am John Panini, along with my good friends,
the Canadian Hot Dog,
and
Ruben Sandwich!
Stay warm and steamy. I've been John Panini.